The Healthy Roots Foundation's annual Bluegrass for Babies concert returns to Eden Park's Season Good Pavilion on Saturday, September 17th. This family-friendly benefit concert features live local bluegrass music, local food and craft beer, and kids' activities. The concert event serves to promote infant and child health in our community. Here to tell me more are Ann Schneider, founder of the Healthy Roots Foundation, and Jane Livingston, Donor Relations Officer for Giving Hope, a philanthropy program started by Cincinnati Children's Hospital. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Before we talk about the concert, I'd like to know a little bit more about the programs, both Healthy Roots and Giving Hope.
Sure. The Healthy Roots Foundation really was set up to give back to the community to improve infant and children's health in the community, not only through our grassroots efforts of supporting Cincinnati Children's Hospital, but also making our events, raising awareness of things that parents can do to empower them to help live healthy lives at home.
And our Giving Hope program was really started to empower families like Anne to really give back to Cincinnati Children's in a way that they want to be able to follow their passion. We call it our community philanthropy program because it really is everybody in the community helping us to give hope to our patients and families.
Now, as I understand it, the Giving Hope Project is sort of a fundraiser, like a Kickstarter type thing for Cincinnati Children's.
Yeah. So it's essentially a lot of mini Kickstarters, if you will. A Giving Hope event can be as small as a lemonade stand or as big to a benefit concert that's been going on for many years. And that's kind of the beauty of it is that, you know, it's all about you and your passion and, you know, how the medical center has affected you and how you want to give back. So we try to empower people to do that in an easier way and in a fun way.
Are there any specific factors regarding children's health that Cincinnati needs to focus on?
Yes.
I could say from a personal standpoint, my son, Nicholas Schneider, was born with a birth defect, and he had to spend a month in the intensive care unit at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. And it was really an eye-opening experience for myself and my family. When we spent that month in the NICU, so he was in the hospital in a hospital bed as an infant instead of at home in a crib with his big brother, it really opened my eyes that this is a problem in Cincinnati, not only in Cincinnati, but also outside of Cincinnati. And it's amazing what Cincinnati Children's does to lead the way to help prevent children like my son to be in a hospital bed for an extended period of their lives once they're born. And it is, I think, amazing that the doctor who actually diagnosed our son, Dr. Jim Greenberg, and also the surgeon who actually performed the surgery, Dr. Rich Falcone, are still actually involved in our lives. And I think that's amazing that Cincinnati Children's, you don't check in and you're some faceless name. They really treat you as part of the community, as part of their family, too.
So it truly is long-term care.
Yes. So that's why we're really passionate about funding the Perinatal Institute at Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and not only the Perinatal Institute, but this wonderful new program, well, relatively new, the Center for the Prevention of Preterm Birth. What they're really doing is discovering reasons why children are born sick, why they have to spend extended amounts of time in the hospital. And not only are they discovering why, but they're also implementing programs to help prevent this from happening in the first place. And from a personal experience, I just know how much anxiety and how heartbreaking and how hard it was to not have your child come home with you like a typical child when they're born. And knowing that we can play a small role to help prevent that in the future for any other family has really kept us going very passionately for 8 years.
I was just about to say, and now the concert event is now entering its 8th year. It's returning to Eden Park. It was at Sawyer Point for a few years. Mm-hmm. So why are you coming back to Eden Park now?
We started off there when my son was not even a year old. We spent the first 3 years there, and then we had a wonderful experience moving down to Sawyer Point. And we're really coming back to focus on the music, what we're passionate about, on the community. We're also focusing on giving back, really, to Cincinnati Children's and raising as much money as we can and let them really take the lead in the community of helping educate the community and finding ways to prevent ways for children to be in the hospital.
And so you have some great local talent involved with this, some musicians. Can you tell me about some of the acts that will be playing at this festival?
Yes, we have three bands who have been amazing, who have been with us for many years. The Comet Bluegrass All-Stars will be returning. Also, Hickory Robot and Jennifer Ellis, who will put on a special performance just for kids. And new this year, we have the Hocking River String Band, who are in the Hocking Hills just outside of Columbus. And we're very excited to have them come to Cincinnati and be a part of Bluegrass for Babies.
One thing I'm curious about is when you were first forming this festival 8 years ago, why bluegrass?
Bluegrass is really a huge passion of my family's, my husband and myself. We used to have a bluegrass concert in our backyard before we even had kids. And we're just huge, huge bluegrass fans, which is why we're passionate and the Giving Hope program really encourages you to follow your passions. So what we did is we decided to turn this bluegrass music concert slash party that was in our backyard and really turn it into a fundraising event. So it went from a party of 100 people to a party of several thousand people and raising thousands of dollars for Cincinnati Children's.
And how is Giving Hope involved with all of this?
Since their very first year, the Healthy Roots Foundation has raised just over $152,000 for the medical center. And it's been really fun to see how their giving has kind of paved a way for also what they're passionate about, and a really, really great partnership with some of our docs and some docs that helped out Nicholas as well. So that's been really great to see. But in terms of the Giving Hope program, it really is just following your passion. So we try and, you know, promote it as best we can within the hospital and then within some of our channels that we have, and then help them in any way that we can. You know, we have a wonderful group of grateful patients that we always try and get involved, which the Snyders, of course, are members of, our champions. And we try and get multiple staff members there and, you know, people from our hospital ambassador program, and really just helping spread the word and being another advocate for them as they continue to help us.
Well, it's pretty obvious that this event would be a very family-friendly event. Can you tell me about some of the family-friendly activities that go along with the music?
Right. Yes, we are very enthusiastic about our family-friendly activities. We have Cincinnati Parent is one of our top sponsors, and they will be there putting on kids' activities. They do a mock cover photo, so you kids take their pictures and see what they look like on the cover of Cincinnati Parent magazine. We also have clowns. We have balloons. We have upcycling activities. We will also have things centered around food as well. Grateful Gramps will have a s'mores bar there. We will have healthy snacks. Additionally, we're very excited. We have helped fund a Build It Bites program with the help of Whole Foods with the integrative healthcare team at Cincinnati Children's. And they will actually be doing interactive cooking demonstrations with the kids too.
Is this geared toward teaching them to make healthier choices in their diet?
Absolutely. Yes. The Build It Bites program is all about teaching kids healthy choices, what are real foods, and also what to do with those foods, how to make healthy snacks and make healthy choices when they're at home, and their parents too.
Which is a huge hospital initiative as well for us, you know, really cleaning up the community and starting it at home, because we want to keep kids out of the hospital and at home and having fun and playing outside. So they've actually been able to come to the hospital to do a few demonstrations with Build It Bites, and they'll actually have patients in there, and, you know, they're building their kind of trail mix kits and teaching them really great options and, you know, starting it early, making sure that it sticks and that it's fun and easy to do. So it was a great partnership the way that those two things came together. And of course, it's with the perfect group being Healthy Roots. So it was great for all parties.
My guests have been Ann Schneider, founder of the Healthy Roots Foundation, and Jane Livingston, donor relations officer for Giving Hope. The Bluegrass for Babies benefit concert runs from 3 to 9 p.m. on Saturday, September 17th. At Eden Park's Season Good Pavilion. For more information, you can find links at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jim Nolan.
I left my old Clinch Mountain home, though my daddy said don't go. God, I wish that I had listened to him then. I lost my children and my wife, beer and whiskey wrecked my life, and I'm never blankets I pull up around my head. The country's tall, green of the whole.